Hey, what's up, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of Get Close. I'm Gio.
And I'm Bart.
And today I want to talk about something super cuny. I was randomly scrolling on Instagram, specifically Reels. And you know how Reels just kind of curates what you're going to see depending on what you like interact and engage with?
Yeah.
So I guess I interact with kid content and parent content. Yeah, I do. I don't know why I said I guess. I do. And this account popped up, and the account is Dads Who Try. Mm-hmm. I don't know this person's name yet, but it's a guy, and it looks like he's sitting at a desk, and he does like podcast style, but it's just him by himself. And he'll talk about like cool shows that your kids should be watching. You know, he's like, if you like Cocomelon, then you'll also like, you know, the Tabitha Brown show or whatever. Like he does a lot of family and relationship and specific to nurturing and raising healthy, balanced kids. And I thought it was so cool because he has like this really cool, like hipster like look to him. And one of the things that he was talking about, he goes, if you want to maintain a healthy relationship, I highly recommend that you ask these three questions to your significant other every week.
Oh, every week?
Every week.
Okay.
So this is how he phrased it. I guess he was an athlete at some point. I don't know where he got it from. I didn't dive too deep into it, but yeah. I just heard the concept and I'm like, oh, this is really cool. So one of them is, I want you to answer, where is my home run?
Oh.
Right? This week, what was my home run? What was my base hit and where did I strike out?
Wow.
Yeah. So again, this pertains to relationships. So he's saying like, for home run, like, what did I kill it at this week? Like, what was something that I fucking knocked it out of the park? Like, how did I kill it?
Is this something that I share about myself and you share about yourself?
No.
Or I share about you?
Yes.
And you share about me?
Correct.
Oh.
Yeah. Because then we get to celebrate our wins.
So the other person is the umpire?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Well, the coach. The other person is the coach.
Well, the umpire, right? Like, because if you can think you had a home run, but the other person's like, nah, that was not a home run. You struck out, actually.
Okay, sure, whatever. I don't know baseball like that. Fine.
No, but I'm trying to say, like, am I going, this is what I'm proud of myself, or you're evaluating my behavior?
I'm evaluating your behavior. Oh, you're okay. Evaluating my behavior.
Yeah. So you're the umpire.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. And then base hit, meaning, like, what am I consistent at? Like, what is something that I'm just always, like,
just moving it one notch at a time?
Consistently killing at. Like, oh. You know that I'm good at that thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, this is a really cool question.
Yeah. And then the final is, where did I strike out? Like, how did I, like, this week, where did I drop the ball?
Okay, you go with me.
No, I just told you, you go first.
Me go first?
Yes. So this week, lucky for us, this is a Friday. This week.
What are you telling me? I go first, you said.
Yeah, you answer for me.
Yeah.
So you go first.
So what did you hit a home run at?
Yes. And I said, lucky for you, we've seen a whole week.
Yeah.
Because today's Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Home run.
I guess a business week. What did I kill it at this week?
This week, I would say, you killed it at mommy.
What does that mean?
I think you did I think every week, especially during this transitional period where we're trying to make you a full-time mom, we only have a few moments to kind of like do what we really want to do to kind of move the needle in our family, so to speak. And so, and this week, you took Taika to jiu-jitsu 2 times on Monday and Tuesday, basketball Wednesday, jiu-jitsu again on Thursday. I went with you guys on yesterday. We were able to get Taika a desk. We were able to have enough pep talks where he had a couple of good jiu-jitsu sessions. And we also got him some snacks, so he felt cuny. And we also, you also helped him get his English, his math, like all of that. And so to me, I think in terms of the week, I would say in terms of momming, where there's a good balance, like cuny time, sports time, academics time, but also, bless you, but excuse also me, like nurturing him enough to have free time. Because every time he gets free time, he's like, yeah, you know, he gets to watch a favorite movie or whatever. I think it felt pretty like well-rounded this week. And, we took him to get shabu shabu, which he gets
loves
really,
noodles.
Yeah, loves his noodles, and it's hearty. You got veggies, you got meat. So just nutrition, just everything across the board. And the CUNY, like bedtimes, where it doesn't feel like a rush, because sometimes we skip bedtime story because we have to, like, we just got to get you in bed because we can't have you having seizures, I think really good.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, I'll go. Do I have any questions about that? Do I agree with that? This is stuff that I'm just entertaining on my own.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking out loud. Well, thank you for recognizing that. Those are things I don't really pay attention to because I'm just like trying to get it done. Because right now we're working with trying to wean him off his medications. And we've been successful now that where we've dropped, what is it, like one? Yeah, 1 milligram. Of one of the medications that he's on. And that's a huge win for us because it's not like we have to add another medication or try to find a different medication. So that's a huge win. So whatever we're doing the right thing. But the right thing right now is making sure that he gets sufficient amount of sleep, which then translates to if he doesn't take a nap in the middle of the day, which he can't because he's at school, he's not in preschool, so they don't take naps in kindergarten anymore. So because he can't take the nap during the middle of the day, we move up his sleeping from 9 p.m. to 8 p.m. So that means when he gets home, like yesterday, for example, he had an hour later practice. So we got home at 6. So that leaves only an hour, honestly, only like 20, 30 minutes to do homework and eat. And then he has to go take a shower, do the bedtime routine, which is drink his milk, read the story, lather his little fucking body up because it's so goddamn dry in Las Vegas and he's a cracking all over the place. Like his skin's so fucking ashy. So I don't ever really get to like slow down and think about it and just like pat myself on the back. Like, you did great, mom, you know?
Yeah.
It's more like, oh shit. Okay, we got to get it. I don't want you to get a seizure. Fucking go, go, go. But I don't want you to fall behind in school. Go, but I don't want you to fall behind in BJJ. Fucking go. So yeah, I don't really get to like think about it.
And you saved the Pazookie for him and we split into two pieces so he got to eat one on each day and he was super stoked about that too.
He was pretty stoked.
So the fact that you remember that and you were able to slow down enough to know we had the Pazookie, I think that made him really happy. And he wasn't just, here's a Pazookie, he earned it, you know? Like he crushed it basketball, crushed it at jiu-jitsu, so like you earned it. And he had the green cards during school, so he earned both Pazookies.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, so you kill it at this week. So we're at Friday. What did you kill it at?
Or home run is the word.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So what was your home run of the week? Your home run of the week was making sure that we were all eating really good food. Like, you just make it a point to obviously cater to your diet, but for you, you can eat the same shitty shit food, no flavor, like day in and day out.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, you'll have your like desires of like, oh, my taste buds are craving this and whatever cravings you may have. But you always make sure that like we get the gourmet of whatever it is that you're making. So you pay attention to what my dietary restrictions are. And then you give me the best cuts of the meat. You give me the warmest plates.
Always serve myself last.
Bikini. I know I'm gonna start my period because I always get so fucking, I want to cry all the time. Every time I'm about to be on my period, I'm always like, oh, but that's so happy and I want to cry all these happy tears. I'm the worst.
That's kidding.
Ugh, I hate it. No, I did my makeup today. Are you kidding me?
Oh, fine.
Yeah, and then with Taika, you know, he has to have his food a specific way, right? Like, so if we're eating meat, you make sure he gets it in his bowl and you cut it up and there's enough ratio of carbs to veggies to protein because he has to have a well-balanced diet because he's a growing boy and we want to keep him healthy because he's taking these unfortunate fucking chemicals, you know, because of his condition.
I want to build his little muscles.
Yeah, and then...
And at school, who knows what the hell he's eating, right?
He could be eating whatever. He could eat
peanut butter jelly sandwiches every single day or whatever. So, or he could just be eating a bag of chips. We can't control that. So what I can control is nighttime. So I'm like, as long as he has one good, hearty, well-balanced meal, high protein, lots of veggies, then, you know, lunchtime, it's him to have fun.
Go off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And at the beginning of his school year, they ask for, there's like a supply list where you give them like, they want pencils, 3-ring folders. And at one of them is snacks. And then it'll be like enough snacks for like 20 something kids. And when, so Taika entered mid-school year to this new school. So I was like, okay, I don't think a lot of parents are considering like what we're considering in terms of like, you know, his sugar levels and like the nutrition that we want him to have and higher protein versus all this other crap. So I'm like, man, I bet they have like the good snacks, like the Pringles and the fucking Cheez-Its and the golden, what are they called? Goldfish.
Goldfish, yeah, yeah.
And they have all like the sweet snacks.
Animal crackers.
All of that shit, you know? Yeah, the good, you know what I'm saying? The good. So when I was buying the snacks too, I made sure to get like the healthy version of it without being like the fucking disconnect from kids version.
Yeah, like you know what I'm talking about? Fiber One or something.
Like the auntie whatevers. So they'll have like the goldfish, but then the healthy-ish alternative, which is really not even the healthiest, but is like the bunnies. You know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Okay. Yes, I got that for him. So yeah, that's what you killed it at this week. And as like we're eating it, like you're the one eating out of a fucking Tupperware, like eating the leftover meat because you don't want it to go to waste. And I'm like, God damn it, that's so fucking cute.
Yeah, because I want you guys to have the fresh stuff. So if there's something that's like a dare to, I'll just eat on the dad anyways.
Yeah, no, I think that's fucking cutie. And we see it. Well, I see it. I don't know. Tyke's fucking going doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Like he's in his own little bubble, so yeah. I don't know if he recognizes it.
He really liked what I made last night.
Oh, the stew?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because he's like, see, when I like it, I eat fast.
That's what he said? Yeah. And so I missed it.
And I gave him a lot. Usually I give him this much. But then, you know, stews, it's kind of deceiving when it's separate. So I poured a little bit of rice and I put like meat and I whatever. And then by the time I pour the broth
it, like,
in.
It grew.
Yeah. And I was like, holy moly. And I chopped it all up and there's all kinds of like good stuff like carrots, mushrooms, onions, all that. And then he was just scarfing it down like it was nothing. Like he really likes stews like that.
Do we still have some left?
Yeah.
So you're going to hook him up again?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he really, really liked it. So I'm so happy.
Yeah, so that week, for this week, you killed it at that for sure.
Oh, thank you.
And the other thing you killed it at is anytime I make a suggestion about how we can better our relationship, like you immediately want to apply it. So one of the other things that this guy... That's who Try mentioned. He was like, do the 7-7 rule, right? Remember I told you that this week?
Yeah.
And already you were like, yeah, let's start right now. So the 7-7 rule is every 7 days you go on a little date.
Yeah.
You and your wife or you and your significant other go on a little date. Every 7 weeks you do like an overnighter trip. So like we can go and we rent a hotel room at, I don't know, at the Aria for the weekend. And then every seven
that
months.
That sounds fun actually.
Every 7 months you take a vacation. And I'm like, oh, that's fucking cutie. So when I said that, you were like, hey, we'll have our little date night like coming up. And I think that like you just killed it. Like you're just so attentive to like my needs, one. And then two is you're always down to make the adjustments or changes like immediately.
Well, also know if you don't make the changes, chances are it doesn't change.
Yeah.
Like you have to like, that's what I realized, at least about myself. Maybe it's ADHD or whatever, but I noticed that about everyone. If someone goes like, hey, you should sign up for like, or you should buy Bitcoin, for example. If they don't buy it right then and there, chances are it's never going to happen. So you might as well.
Yeah, because
like,
life happens.
Yeah. It's like, okay, if we want to do it, let's do it right now.
Yeah.
And then that way you have one rep in the books. And then whatever you have in muscle memory, it's easier to come back later, you know?
Yeah. CUNY. So that's where you killed it this week.
Thank you.
So the next one is base hit, right? So what is something that I guess consistently kill it at?
Consistently kill it at, I would say you consistently kill it at, so I think right now, like in the whole conversation of transitioning you more out of the business stuff and then more into the mom stuff, I see you consistently having these base hits of removing yourself and getting into there. So for example, I think now with the business, I think you're doing like not the bare minimum in terms of like having a negative connotation, but I think filling the gaps that's needed for the business to run, but letting other people stand on their own 2 feet in that way, in that bare minimum, which is good because you're allowing people to develop the skills so they can thrive.
Well, yeah, and that's the way you should run a business.
Yeah, so there's that. And then I also see you also handle all the actual, because I know you want to be the CEO of the family, that kind of stuff, you know? So like making sure, the pool is progressing, like in the communication of that. Are there like getting a credit card with other points so we can travel with that? So like you moving the little notches and really being the CEO of the family, like what like our rental properties, and also like getting like cleaning up the finances so it's easier to transition in the business stuff. Like I really see you going notch by notch, like moving everything because we have that goal of like end of March, you're going to be full-time mom. And I see you having these really consistent base hits of getting there.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to, because I know that I'm going to leave a hole when I leave. I'm trying my very best to leave it on a high note. Like, I don't want to, I would feel so bad if I walk away from something that's drowning. You know, I'm like, how the fuck can I even say I can afford this luxury of me stepping away when like my whole team needs me? Like, I would feel like a complete asshole to do that. So it just feels like it's my obligation to obviously strengthen my team, have them feel supported, put the right players in positions. And then I would feel really, really good walking away, because I'm like, yes, I did my job. Like, I did what I had to do. And then with like the at-home CEO shit, like, I'm so stoked. I'm so excited for that. Like, that's all I ever really wanted to do. And it's so funny, like, where life took me, it took me doing all of these things for a decade to be like, yeah, no, that's not really my thing. Like, that's not really, like, I don't want to do any of that. Like, my calling is still coming back home.
I really admire you for that, because I think a lot of people think they know what they do without testing it. And for you, it's almost as if you got a black belt in jiu-jitsu and then you're like, jiu-jitsu is not for me. You know what I mean?
That's fucking funny.
Because a lot of people,
they're like, what? Because
a lot of people were like, well, just look at jiu-jitsu and not even doing it. Oh, that's not for me. It's like, well, how do you know? You didn't even try it. You haven't even put in the work to even start earning the golden nuggets of the ROI of the jiu-jitsu. And then for you, it's not like, okay, I tried it for a year of white belt. You like literally got the black belt in business. Like, you can start any business you want from the ground up now. And you're like, you know what? That's not for me. And I really admire you for that, because you stuck it through and now you've gained all these tools.
Yeah.
Which in the next chapter of our life, I only see exponential gains from it, because the ability to run a good business is also very parallel to the ability to run a good family.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Like,
there's budgeting, there's finances, there's what's the mission of
people,
the family.
Management, all of it.
Yeah, people management. Are we trying to spend more time together? What type of time, what type of quality time are we trying to have? People management, like the HR portion. Hey, it's like, we got to talk. You know, you've been squeezing Papa's butt a little bit too much. You know,
excuse me.
Well, I don't know. Like, you know, it's just.
That's
it's,
popped up.
It's very, very similar, you know, it's very, very similar. But with family, there's a lot of more cloudiness. But with the clear-cut vision of a business and you apply it to family, it's not that cloudy. And you can make the hard decisions like that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And like, I just see it more as like, Tyka's my business right now, you know? And not to make it sound cold, but yeah, literally that, you know, whatever tools I have acquired over the decade of doing what I've been doing with like producing and management and like operations and like building the whole business, you know, from a ground up, like all of that is super applicable.
Yeah. Even going back to the base hits of like one of our complicated situations is Tyka's neuro is in LA. His pharmacy is in Nevada. You know, that you have to have like legalities and insurance that cross state lines, and you even moving those things forward where it's not a simple like, oh yeah, we'll just go to here. It's like you have to find the right plan that suits not only us, but also him and also our very unique situation.
Yeah. Well, to even consider even going to another state, I don't think a lot of people consider shit like that, you know, where it's like, well, this is all I have. Like, these are my resources, where it's like, no, nothing like that in life is. I mean, if business taught me anything, it's literally nobody knows what the fuck they're doing and it all works.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a solid fucking vision on something,
you do it.
You can make it happen.
Yeah, if you need to get stem cells in another country, you go do it.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, no, I'm super stoked for this new chapter in life, and it feels like a new chapter in life. Like, I don't. The other time I had this feeling of like, damn, this is a new fucking chapter, is when I entered college, right? Because it's an obvious change.
Not even when you quit your job to do JK, that's pretty big too. Like leaving a 9-to-5.
No, it didn't feel like a big life change because I didn't know what was to come. Right. Like, it was just fun. Like, this one just feels like a huge life change for me.
Wow.
Yeah. Because it's like everything I've been doing for the past decade. That's it. I'm stopping it in that way. And now I'm focusing.
Oh, I see. Because you have elementary school, middle school, high school, college, and then work.
Yeah.
I see.
But call it from high school to college was a huge transition for me. That was the other time I felt.
Because you're on your own now, or?
Ish. Yeah. Because it's like now I'm really an adult. You know, now I have like my freedom, AKA my car. I was still living with my parents, but I knew this was the beginning of some different type of like life that I was about to embark. Like I was about to enter and experience. You know, everything prior to that was very structured. I can have my brain off because I just knew what the next steps were. Like I didn't have to think about anything.
Oh, that was the opposite. For me, college, I knew what, I almost know what the pipeline is. Like from undergrad, grad, PhD.
I knew that too.
I'm like, oh, this is just a continuation. So to me, like college was never like that big of a deal.
It was different for me because I had freedom now.
Oh,
you know, I got to create my schedule. I got to pick the classes I wanted when I wanted to go to school. Like that was the most amount of freedom I ever had in my whole life. And it's not that much freedom, but to me it was huge.
It was huge. Yeah. You just never had it.
So I just knew that was the beginning of the rest of my life. Like that was the first time I'm like, I'm in control of this bitch.
I see.
Like I'm paying my own way. I'm doing my own shit now. Like this is me. This is all you, Gio.
I see.
So that was the first time I felt the chapters, you know,
yeah,
beginning, a new chapter beginning. When it came to JK, I had already been working, you know, I had money saved up.
But knew 9 to 5s are different from.
Absolutely. But I didn't feel like there was much at risk. And I'm not saying that a new chapter is about to begin when there's a lot of risk. But for this one, it didn't feel like there was much of a shift happening because it just felt like a continuation of like this newfound freedom that I have. It was more freedom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the first one was part of my old life where I was really controlled. And it was this pipeline of like, you go to college and then you have the job and then you get married and then you have the house and then you have the kids. You know, that was the path that I knew. And that I was told, and that's the only way to do it. So then when I cut away from that, I'm like, oh, even more freedom. I knew there was more. I fucking knew it, you know? So there wasn't a shift for me. It was just like what I've been wanting.
I see. For me, for JK, it was so huge because if you don't commit like a crime or a major strike, you technically get paid the same at a 9 to 5. So you could do a bad job. You could do a good job. And you generally get paid the same. And it's pretty consistent. So to me, it's almost like school, you know, like the tracks are laid on the ground and the railroad goes on the tracks and you can just do that 20 years and then you'll get some sort of retirement and pension and you're good. Doing JK, a good video versus a bad video could be a difference between like $1,000 that month or $1,500 that month. And you could have spent like 80 hours on a bad video and 10 hours on a good video. So it has nothing to do with hourly wages, how much effort you put in. It's just the result. And because like me and Joe were looking at the AdSense, like especially early on, it was so scary because you don't want to channel your energies in the wrong place.
Yeah.
And put in 80 hours to make a bad video.
Yeah.
And then like, let's say our costs were $1,000 that month. Then if you made only 800, we're fucked. So to me, I think being like having all that pay lying on my shoulders, it was like, oh shit, this is
something different.
This is something different, you know?
Yeah. I guess I was fortunate where because JK isn't my business, I didn't give a shit about that. And this is what I was saying was I already had my savings. Mm-hmm. I knew what my cost of living was and knew how long I could live off of that comfortably. So I wasn't worried about that. Before I moved out, I had my parents' blessing, which was wild that I never in a million years thought I would have. My dad's like, hey, if you can't make it, you can always come back. You know, it wasn't something that I was like, cool, like I can go back whenever I want. Like that wasn't even a consideration, but just knowing that safety net is there gave me extra comfort, if you will. It was like very comforting to know that, you know? So, and then not looking at the algorithm and having it go up and down. Like I didn't give a shit. Like if there was no money coming, like I just felt like I was progressing so much and learning so much that it was just worth it. Cause I'm like, man, this is fucking tight, you know? Like, and it wasn't tight because I'm just hanging out with friends. It's like, we're learning a bunch of shit. Like I had my hands in so many different aspects of a business. It was so cool. And I think I've just always naturally liked some type of commerce or business or something. Cause like, you know, the stories of me like having, you know, I was like 5 or 7 or some shit. And I'm like slanging my fucking toys with the yard, like on a yard sale. Or I would go to Costco and buy candy, you know, so I could slang it at school and get a little bit of a profit from it. Like I that's just naturally in me to want to like, I don't know if it's the building part of things or just running my own shit. So when I was able to run my own shit on someone else's dime, that was tight. So yeah, that's why it didn't feel like a new chapter for me.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But this right now feels like a new chapter because it feels like I'm embarking in, like I'm not embarking on something, but it just feels like this new adventure is about to start and I have no idea where it's going.
Yeah. Cause you're also letting work go completely.
100%.
Which is something you've never done before.
And I know I'm not going to let it go because I fucking create things. I'm a creator, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I can already see myself diving into our personal shit and like building that up, or I can see myself diving more into Tyka's shit and building him up even more, you know? Like I know I'm not a stagnant person.
Yeah, you're not going to be the drink wine and watch soap operas for 4 hours.
Yeah, like I'm not going to be sitting on the couch, you know, while my son's at school.
Yeah.
Like I know I'm going to be doing a bunch of shit and I'm stoked. And I like the fact that I don't really know what to expect. I think that's fun. I'm not really scared about anything. I'm not really like, ooh, gotta watch out about this. But I have already adjusted my behavior to be more like I don't want to. I'm like in a different mindset. Like I'm in more of an investing mindset right now too. Whereas before, when we were like in our 20s, it was more of like, let's experience whatever that means. Let's just experience everything. Money isn't an issue. Not that money's an issue now, but just where I'm at. Like,
yeah.
I still want to experience things, but it's not at this heightened level of like, let's just fucking jump off a building. Let's see what traveling the world is for fucking 24 hours or whatever, you know? Whereas now it's more so like, slow it down. What's really important and invest in that. So whether that's the relationship building, the community building, my son, us, you know, training my dog. Like, I just want to invest myself and time and money in things that are actually super important and are going to pay off in the long run for me.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
That's CUNY.
Yeah. So I'm super stoked. It's a new chapter and it feels CUNY.
What did I do for my base hits?
Something you're consistent at. It doesn't matter what's on your plate or how stressful work gets or what the workload is like or what's happening in your life. You're a very consistent person in terms of moods. So like if you're a business guy, you're focused on the business guy part of it for however long that is, right? So if you say, today I'm going to be the business guy until 6 p.m., once 6:01 hits, you know when a dog gets hurt, they don't go like, they don't like sit there and like they mope the whole time. They just shake it off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like happy again.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like when 6:01 hits for you, you shake it off. And now you're like, that's it. Fuck business. It never existed.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? And now you're 100% present with Tyka. You know, you're 100% dad. Doesn't matter how fucking tired. I'm like, damn, how the fuck does he do it? Like, I don't know how you're able to cut it off. Because for me, I tend to carry, you know, anything that's happening that's stressing me out from work. I'm still trying to either problem solve or I'm like, fuck, how am I going to get through this or how am I going to resolve this? And it's like I carry my stress with me the whole day until I can solve it or fix it. But for you, it's like if it ain't burning down, I don't give a fuck. It's family time.
Yeah.
And I think that's like super solid. You've always kind of been that way. And like you've never brought any stress or like any bad mood into the new thing you're in. So like if, I mean, you're not really a moody person either, but if you so happen to be a little bit more on edge that day because of whatever might be happening, again, once 6:01 hits and work is over, that's it. It's like nothing else exists. You're happy-go-lucky now. Everything's out the window.
Yeah, I realized if I take things into other things, I don't do a good job. So I almost treat it like kind of like an improv show. You know, like when you're on stage, someone gives you a suggestion, there's a scene. You and your scene partner could be brothers and sisters. Boom. Next, it could be cops and robbers. Boom. It could be doctor patient. And if you bring in the other stuff, then you're not really like present and immersed in the scene, and the scene's not good. So I think like that's kind of how I view it, where like.
But how do you shake it off? I don't know how to shake it off.
I think it's the same way as jumping into a cold pool. You just have to do it. And I think the more you do it, the shake off time is shorter and shorter and shorter.
Oh, I see.
So now it's just you know, some other people, like if they, people that skydive, it's no brainer. They could literally talk to you and they just fall backwards, right?
Yeah, yeah,
versus
yeah.
The new guys, it's like, okay, one, two. They need the countdown, you know? And I think for me, I've done it for so long. And I've also been through so many circumstances where I realized things don't burn down in one day. So yes, even in the craziest emergencies, sometimes you need something within the hour. But even if you don't get it within the hour, like for example, something that's really, really important is every time we have a launch for Bartle Brigade, all hands on deck at that time, right? And if the website crashes, it's a huge deal. All hands on deck. Everyone tries to troubleshoot within that hour. But zooming out a little bit, is one launch going to crush the year's business? Not really. So I've just been through so much of different fires to like, if I really zoom out and I go, okay, this is my life in this decade. Is this one thing going to crumble my fatherhood, or is it going to crumble my business, or going to crumble my relationship with my mom? If not, then it can wait till tomorrow. So because I know that the true consequence and aftermath isn't that detrimental, if I wait till tomorrow, then right now I can just be in it here with whoever and give them my 100%. Because I also realized when I give my 100%, that's when I had like my biggest reward. Like even when I was recently selling my dad's car and my mom wanted to come and tag along, like I wasn't really on Instagram or anything like that. I was just with my mom and just talking as if like no phones existed. And we were able to kind of push our relationship a little bit more and have a little bit more understanding, you know, because that's one of my goals of this year, is to like rekindle my relationship with my mom.
Yeah.
So I really try to, you know, even though I'm there, like the goal.
Or just kindle.
Just kindle. Yeah, not rekindle. Just trying to kindle.
Just kindle that bitch.
Yeah. And I also know it's one thing I also learned is with your relationship, it's also not fair to bring in your other shit.
You know? Yeah, like, it's not fair.
Like with Taika, like he comes home. He doesn't know like how many fires I put out. He doesn't know I woke up at 4 a.m. to train. He doesn't know any of that shit. He just goes, Papa, you know what I learned? I learned George Washington is the first prisoner of the United States.
He doesn't say president yet.
Yeah. So like if I can go, oh boy, just tell me later, Papa needs a nap, or you know, Papa's like whatever bled over, it's unfair to him. So he comes at me, I give it to him 100%. And then the back and forth sometimes is so good, you forget what other shit you had. You forget you're tired, or you forget what you're whatever, you know, and really try to like snap out of it. Like try to like treat it like jet lag, you know? You could be jet lag sleeping in your hotel, or you could really try to see the city you're in and like soak it all up as much as you can.
Yeah.
So that's my mentality at least.
Yeah, you're really good at that. And then it's like when it comes to playing, right? Like I know you're exhausted, but yeah, I see it. It's 100%. You're like just as energetic as Tyke. And I'm like, how the fuck is this guy doing this right now? Because I'm like crawling because I'm just so fucking mentally drained. And I'm like, fuck. And I see you're like, woo, 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 woo. And I'm like, fucking shit, I suck. Yeah, you're so good.
I try to. And then even at night, when that's over, and I'm like, okay, I'm tired as fuck, but it's time to fuck. You know? And I'm like, put my fuck pants on, because I don't give a fuck that I'm tired since I was 4 a.m., did all the work, played with Taika. My wife needs to be pleasured.
Oh, God.
You know? So I try to. And then sleep time. And then, you know, you always get a chance to recharge or whatever. So I try to give every scene my best if I can. Yeah.
Damn. No, that's been consistently you since I've known you. You've never wavered from any of that. Like if you're present doing that thing, you're doing that thing 100%. Like, there's, yeah, it's fucking nuts. Like, you just zero in on that shit. And I'm like, God damn, that's intense. It's really dope.
Was it at Tony Robbins? Like, we took a business seminar. And I don't remember where I kind of learned this phrase, but it kind of validated a way that I've already been treating my life. But it was pretty much saying, like, if you're present, like, really present, your future is taken care of. Mm. People think they need to plan their futures, but you don't. I mean, it's good to have a general direction, idea.
Yeah.
But if you're truly present, your future is taken care of. So, for example, like let's say I'm here with you, right? And we're having a dinner. If I'm truly present, I'm talking with you, that this moment and then every single moment that's just like this that comes up is what's going to give us a very healthy, loving, happy 20 year of marriage, right? Yeah. The next time that my friend talks to me about investing or real estate or whatever, if I'm truly present and I act in that moment, you know what? You're right. I should start putting $200 away a month or whatever. And I literally do it right then and there. I set up the auto pay, the whatever. I don't need to think about, oh, am I going to save the 10 grand that I need?
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Like, because all of
that
us.
That sounds like some Jordan Peterson shit.
Because all of us, I think all of us experience at least one facet of our life that we need that we're trying to build in the future. So whether it's a relationship, finance, health, whatever. Like if you go, man, I should probably walk. And if you're really in that present moment, then go walk. And you do that walk, and the next time you have that thought, you go do it. That if you're really truly present, it'll take care of the 20 years later. And because of like that really clicked when I heard that, I was like, dude, I should just be that really truly like present person.
Yeah.
Because I think people think the opposite. They think they have to plan. Then they set such a lofty goal that the present becomes so hard to do and they feel like they're dragging their feet versus just be like the present person. You know, like, oh shoot. Yeah, I'll train my dog how to sit for like 10 minutes right now.
Yeah.
And then they end up being a very obedient dog. Yeah.
This CUNY, I like that.
Yeah.
That's so true. Yeah. You hit me with it where I'm like, yeah. It is. If you're present, you're literally building your future.
Like, yeah, if you're truly present,
yeah,
you really take care of your future. If you're truly present.
Yeah.
But if you're not, like, let's say you're like, oh shit, man, I think I need an oil change. I'll just put it off. Because you want to go back to thinking about what your other thoughts. You know, I was daydreaming about fucking this.
Yeah.
You really won't. Because I think we're like, we have this subconscious level of like responsibility that the stuff that we need to do will come. And if we just treat each one the way it should, like, cool, it's lunchtime. Be truly present. What was I trying to do when I'm trying to be like, when I want to eat? Oh, I wanted to be on a diet. Could truly be present instead of going on Yelp now or do whatever.
Yeah.
Then you'll eat clean most of the time.
I gotta be more present. I gotta work on that. Right now I feel like I'm fucking all over the place.
Yeah.
I see myself like leaving things open or unfinished, and I see like a thing that I started here but didn't finish, and I think it's at an extreme right now where I'm looking at it and I'm going, what the fuck? Slow down. I think I'm not present at all right now. I don't know what the fuck is happening. I think I just have too many things in my mind and I need to fucking get it out. Yeah.
Yeah, you might be.
I see myself like kind of scattered everywhere.
What if you take notes on stuff? Because that helps me out. Like every department of my life, I have notes. So like if you look at my notebook, I'll have like a finance. And these are some things, even things that I know I need to do later on. Like I want to look into crypto again or look into like stocks or something. I'll write that stuff down. And then I'll write like, what's my personal errands? Like garage, like clean the garage. It's in there so that I just have it. Because if I don't take it out, it's just like a blender. And then that's when I realize I'm not present. But the minute I take it out and I kind of have like my mental desktop, if you will. Yeah. And there's like my 20 categories, anywhere from errands to wrapping my truck in matte black because I still want to do that, to working out, to everything. I have it all so that I don't constantly have these stupid ruminating thoughts like, oh, I'm going to wrap my car, when I'm going to wrap my car, I'm going to go shooting, when I'm going to go scuba diving.
That's me right now. Yeah, I got to write that shit down.
Yeah, I have it all written down. And then that way, okay, cool, it's out of my brain. Now I'm present. And then when there is free time, boom, I open my notebook. Oh, cool, how do I prioritize these things? And that's why like 2 weeks ago, I was able to go shooting because I was like, oh, yeah, I do have a window of opportunity. I can go shooting, won't mess anything up. That's something I wanted to do at least once a quarter. Check that off. And then when I'm shooting, I'm like, I'm there guilt-free. Because I looked at my schedule and knew I could do it. And then so I was there 100%. I wasn't working. And then, CUNY. Yeah.
That is CUNY. Yeah, I'll probably do that. Okay, the last and final question. Where did I struck out this week? Like, where did I drop the ball?
Struck out?
This is a hard one.
I think it's an easy one for me.
Oh, fuck. It always is. No. When we talk shit about Gio, it always is. No,
this one, it's kind of takes two to tango. But this one's the sexy times one. I know we're trying to like have some sexy times and also make some siblings, you know what I'm saying?
So I dropped the ball on that? That's where I struck out?
Well, I think because I am capable of it's fuck time, I also want to gauge where you're at. So the minute I hear you go, like at dinner, if it's at dinner, I go, I'm tired. I'm like, okay, I understand. You know, so I don't try to like press or try to do
anything. So I don't know if that's a me striking out because it does take two to tango.
Well, because it takes two to tango, I've also felt the heart eyes all dinner, you know, and then we sleep or I come out of the shower and I'm like, what's all this fragrance everywhere? You know, like I can tell when you're trying.
I see.
So it's when we do the 50-50 and you meet me halfway, we're ready to go. Yeah. So the times that it doesn't happen is if you're not doing 50. Because if you do 50, I'll always do 50. I'm always down to do 50.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you don't bring the other 50, then I'm like, oh, she's tired. Or like a lot of stuff happened today. So I'm like, that's fine. So I'll say that's where you struck out, where you didn't bring your 50 this week.
My fuck pants.
Yeah.
I have my fuck pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's so hard. Like, like sex is one of the last things on my mind. And then it's one of those things where I'm like, but we have to. It's a responsibility now, right? So now it's becoming this thing where it's like, I have to put it on my to-do list, you know? Like now it's one of these things I have to-do.
Mia's having a dream.
I think she's running in a dream.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I struck out, I struck out, you know? That's it. I'll try to be more, and this is not something new. Like we talk about this all the time, but it's just hard. Like I just have to learn to be present and I gotta learn to like do the ice bath method of just like once something's done, you close that for the day and you start this new and you give it your 100%.
I think it's literally just being present. And then also if we could build a routine around it.
Yeah.
It's helpful. You know, the people that like can't sleep at night, it's because it's like 100 miles an hour and then they go in bed and then they're like, it's like trying to get the airplane to come to a full stop.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Versus like, okay.
The unwinding, yeah, lowering, dimming the lights.
Yeah, like from 8 to 9 is when I unwind, you know, take a hot bath, dim the lights, exactly, drink some chamomile tea, listen to music that's not too stimulating or whatever. And then by 9, you alley-ooped yourself, you know.
But if I'm doing all that, baby, I'm going to knock out.
Well, what I'm saying is maybe we need our fuck routine.
Yeah.
You know? Like drink some Angry Orchard, little winky winks, you know, and then maybe we do like we touch each other from the back, like mutual masturbation. But whose hands are these? I don't know. Are these strangers? And then we build a routine into it so that it doesn't feel like I'm a mom and then now I gotta fuck. Because that's probably really hard.
That's what it feels like.
That's probably really, really hard, you know,
because it goes, I'm a business owner. So now I'm a mom. Now I gotta fuck.
Yeah, I mean, that's extremely like, hard. Yeah, exactly. It's extremely hard.
Yeah.
Because even I'm like that, you know, like where I'm like, I fucking just made food. So I'm like a chef. And then like right after I'm like, okay, wash dishes. All right, time to fuck. It's hard too. But I think I've just been able to be more ice bath, like you said.
Yeah.
Where I'm able to like, just kind of jump into it a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit more present, I think. I think maybe for you, like, worried about a bunch of stuff. But I think if we're practice being a little bit more present, just being there.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fine. And we build a little routine to kind of just help grease the grooves. So it just slides in where it needs to.
Oh, God.
Slides in back and forth.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Got it.
Where did I strike out?
I've been thinking about this the whole time. And, more proof that I'm not present, but
that's funny.
I've been thinking about it the whole time you were talking, and I don't know if I'm making excuses for you, and it's because I understand and I just don't know how to express my needs.
Say it. Yeah.
No. I would say it if I, that's, I'm just saying I can't find anything, and this is, I'm giving you the reasons as to why I think I can't find anything, and it's not because you're perfect.
I mean, Kobe don't miss.
Shut the fuck up. You're really good. You're really good, right? So one of the things is I'm like, there is this like, I feel it. I don't know if you feel it, but every time you leave to California, when you come back, it feels like you kind of have to like get back into the groove of like our family again.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You feel that?
Yeah.
That's CUNY. I mean, it's not CUNY, but yeah. So
well, I think it's CUNY that we both feel it.
Yes. I think that's what I was saying. So there's that reestablishing of like what the our routine is. And now you kind of have to like slowly make your way back into it. And it's wild, right? Because it's, you're only gone for maybe like 4 days max. Like yeah. 4 days is an extreme amount.
But even if it's 2 days, it feels like that.
That's crazy to me because it's like when you're here, it's like, yeah, it's just, it's different.
Yeah.
So with that reestablishing your relationship back into our family, I feel like that happens with us too. Where it's like, because I know you're working, you know, because you're filming literally back to back, like multiple videos. And when you're in California, you're never there to play. Like, it's never like, I'm gonna go hang out with my friends. You know, if you do so happen to hang out with them, it's because you guys were just working together and now you're just having dinner.
Yeah.
You know, or it's because you're filming a content around whatever. So it feels like when you come back, not only does that happen with our family dynamic, but it also feels like it happens with us too, where we kind of have to like reestablish that, like, we're together, you know, because then we go back right straight into work mode or straight into parenting mode. And then we're so exhausted. And I know you're exhausted because you've been traveling or whatever, that I just try to back off from anything. Cause I'm like, I just want to give you your space because I know that, like, because I understand that you need to come back into this routine, you know, cause it's such a bummer when I'm like, hey, Tyga, do you miss Papa? And Papa, and Tyga's like, no. And it's not because he doesn't miss you, but it's because he just likes sleeping with one of us. But even things like that, I'm like, oh man, what a bummer. Like, that must feel like to like come home and even hear it. Like, I know, you know, he doesn't mean it, but just like hearing it. And feel, so I think too much for you.
Yeah. I don't think about any of that stuff.
Okay. Well, fucking fuck me.
Well, because I'm present. So when he says no, I'm like, oh, I know exactly why. That's CUNY pie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm a fucking loser. Okay. Yeah. So like, I really try to cater to what I see and you've been through and kind of just give you your space. That in giving that space, I give us space.
You don't need to, because my glove pants, I mean, my fuck pants are in the glove compartment.
Glove pants. Yeah.
They're literally in my glove compartment. So when I get out of the car, I can put them on.
Why don't you fucking always wear them? And then as soon as you see me, just go and tear off the fucking work ones. And then the love pants are already on.
Because you're not ready to have the fuck pants on.
Okay, fine. Yeah, but it feels like that. So because of that, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if you've struck out. You know, like, because it's more so like I understand the situation and why things are playing out the way that they are, because right now we're in this big transition of things.
Yeah.
So I can't say that there is this area where you struck out this week.
Yeah, and Kobe don't miss.
Shut the fuck. Now I got to think of something. Where did this motherfucker strike out? I'm also not picky. You know what I mean? Like, my standards are pretty low.
I don't think so.
I know. I really don't think you struck out anywhere this week.
Oh, that's CUNY.
Yeah.
I mean, has there been other weeks where I struck out? Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, but it's not anything that sticks out where I'm like, that's the thing, you know? Like, I kind of, to your base hits and your home runs, you're a pretty consistent person when it comes to giving things your 100%. And I see the effort, and I see even if the effort falls short, I saw that the effort was put in, that like that just makes up for it, you know?
Yeah.
So I can't say that I feel that anything was struck out where I'm like, man, you fucking dropped the ball on that shit.
Yeah, if I see effort, to me, that's already a base hit. So if I see you like get all dolled up and put on lingerie.
And then I could go to sleep and you're like, at least you tried.
I would. I'd be like, she tried. Nice. She tried really hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Like, if you fell asleep with like the blanket over your stomach and your pussy's all out, I'm like, she really tried.
You know, I would never keep a blanket just on my stomach. I get cold. I know. That's you, dude.
Fine.
Yeah. No, there's nothing that you struck out. You're really a great partner.
Oh, thank you.
Like, I can see, you know, you try to maintain the cleanliness of the house, or like when you're cooking, you try to maintain that, or you constantly check in with me, or you're sharing whatever it is that you're doing or watching, and like you give me affection. Like, it just feels like you're very balanced everywhere.
I wanted
to talk shit too.
I try hard, but I also think I could still be more present, because I catch myself. Like, you know, when Mia comes and like nudges me, I'm like, when I'm on my A game, I give her the love and I play with her for a good 5 minutes, you know, and then like that's present with her. But then if my mind's on track on something else, then she comes and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna move. Then it becomes like a nuisance, but then it's not fair.
Yeah. That's cutie.
Yeah. Cause it's not like she's trying to like bug me all day long.
Yeah.
You know, she only comes in only a few times.
Yeah, she does a cute little aggressive bump with her nose. Like, she pushes. Like, yeah. She knows, like, you know she's there with that bump.
Yeah.
She's sleeping on the floor right now. No, these are great questions, and I can see how this really does develop a really great, strong, solid line of communication. If both partners are willing to be very open to anything that comes out of their partner's mouth and willing to listen for the sake of bettering and not taking it as a critique and like a personal attack on like their character.
I like the striking out part, because those are the ways you can help make the relationship better.
Of course. You know? I mean, and it's also good to talk about the home runs, because that's also a way to make it better.
And I also like that ratio too, where it's like two good things to one needs improvement, you know, because if you play the needs improvement game too much, then you're no longer a team. And it's more about defense than offense. And I think you win by having a good offense, you know, like, cool, what did you do good? What did I do good? And do we see that as good? And then, okay, but what are the one things that...
Yeah, but as much as we like focusing on the things that we can improve, I also have always considered this and always thought about this, and this is how I really do love running my businesses, is that like we also really need to highlight the things that are good.
Yeah.
Because if we don't highlight the things that are good, then we don't know that they're... We might think that they're good for us, but because we're not in a relationship with ourselves, we don't know that the other person views it that way or receives it that way or even views it at all.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're able to point that out and you're like, oh my God, that's so cool, because that's literally what I'm trying to do. Then you do that thing more and then you get better at doing the good thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Versus the traditional like, you're never home. Why are you ungrateful? Because I'm out there making all the money.
Yeah. Shit like that, you know? Yeah,
it's like they're having two different conversations.
Yeah. And it shows you that your partner's paying attention and seeing the good that you're doing.
Yeah.
Because they're highlighting it for you. It's not you boasting about, you know, how great you are. It's the other person boasting on your behalf. And I think that's really rad. But no, this is a really cool exercise. I like it. Hopefully we can do it every week.
Is there something you're proud of yourself this week that you did?
Proud of myself?
Because if I were to add a fourth question, that's what I would add. Because I think it's also important to, like, as you say, like, validate yourself.
Yeah.
Because sometimes your partner might not be seeing eye to eye. And then it might be good to help the partner to see, like, oh, that's what's important to them too, you know?
I'm proud of myself this week that I've been able to, at least with Taika, have more patience. Because I am trying to be more present, that I'm trying to allow myself and remind myself, kind of, we had this conversation on the previous last week's podcast of like, you know, figuring out when to be a parent versus a friend and stuff. And like for us, we tend to want to be more in the middle, you know, where we're like, we understand that we're parenting because he's so young, but we also really want to be his friend, and not in the sense of like, let him get away with whatever because we want him to like us, but friend because we want to nurture and help see him grow and like reach his full potential. Like, that's a good friend. If you don't have friends that try to do that shit to you, you need new friends. So like with Taika, just making sure that I can have that balance, because when I notice when I'm trying to parent more, I have such a short temper because I like there's these expectations and these things that I want him to hit, and there's a way that I want him to behave and answer and and talk and do his homework and like be presentable. Like, there's just so many fucking rules and restrictions when it comes to parenting him that I know it could feel like very heavy and like daunting on both ends, because I don't like it, but I'm like, fuck, I need you to be a contributing member to this society, you know? So we both have this pressure, And I just need to learn to kind of like find the balance there. So I feel like this week I've just had more patience with that and just kind of reminding myself like, okay, is this a parenting moment or is this a moment where you can just back the fuck off and it's not going to like, it's not going to be a detriment to Tyga's future.
That's skinny.
Yeah.
That's really difficult.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. It's really because it's very hard to like get out of yourself to see like, oh man, you know, because a lot of times like we are our biggest supporters. So whatever we do, we think we're right. It's justified. Yeah, of course I would do that because of this. But it's always cool to like, wait, was that the best move for, you know, what I'm trying to do? And then always having that like check in with yourself moment, you know?
Yeah. What's yours?
Mine, one of my most proud of.
This week.
I would say like since I kill it all the time. I'm just kidding. No, I think mine is, you're going to call me a bro or meathead for it.
Here we go.
No, it's I
here
think
we go.
I think trying to find the best way to balance
dumbbell curls versus
no trying to balance like my fitness goals were which are just as important as Barbell Brigade goals because I'm like the center of a lot of the series with my family and what I'm trying to do, you know, like if I was just an athlete, I don't have a family and we're just like dating or whatever, I can go harder, right? Like the UFC fighters, the ones that don't have kids.
They're fucking training 5-6 times a day. Yeah,
they're in the gym 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
Understood. Makes sense. But you got family and you have kids and you have a wife or whatever. It's different, you know? So like me trying to like, because right now since I'm also trying to like look good as an athlete, I have my actual training, my weights. But I also have to hit my steps. And when we're doing stuff like this, I'm literally not moving. So I'm not going to get lean. So I need to move and trying to find pockets where things are where I can. Like, you know, we went to IKEA. We walked. We got a couple thousand steps and also looked at some things we can get for the house. And also yesterday, like, let's watch some Netflix and bond together while you're making something for Tycoon. I'm just marching in the room, you know?
Yeah.
And I walked like 3 miles in place. Because I walked for 45 minutes like in the room. So like being able to kind of like not have an excuse, because I think it's easy to have an excuse. Well, like, how am I going to like exercise when I have all this family time? Or how am I going to have spend time with the kids when I have these big business goals? Me trying to get creative and figure out a way how I can accomplish both. I think that's what I'm pretty proud of.
That's skinny. Yeah. Fitness is fucking important. So I think I was just telling you this week. Where I took about maybe a month off of training just because there were just so many things happening. And I don't have the same pressure. Not to say that this is why you're training, but I just don't have the same goals or deadlines or even pressure to perform specific to like series or YouTube or anything online. I do have the luxury to take some time off and it doesn't affect anybody. So I took a month off. And like, I didn't realize how much I missed it, like how much it does to like my mental health, my physical health, like just even eating, like my nutrition, everything just was so fucked. And it's like fucked in relation to us because we're pretty responsible people, but it was pretty fucked. And then once I got to training, I'm like, God damn, this is so essential. Like I can never have that much time off from moving. So I can see where you're coming from, and it's not really meatheadish. It's like, I think everyone should feel this huge void and absence when they're not being active, because it does so much. Like, it puts you outside. It makes you eat better. It still gives you energy to play with your kids or be romantic. You know, like, it gives you stamina. Like, it's, there's so many fucking benefits to it. You know what I mean? Like, your immunity support is better. Like, it's just endless amount of benefits. Like, it just doesn't make sense not to want to find a balance to put that in your life.
Yeah, I'm trying to implement everything, even stuff I learned on like Andrew Huberman's podcast, you know, trying to get that low angle light, sunlight in the mornings and at night. So I try to time my walks that way, you know, just trying to like find a way where it seems like a lot of the information we're given on how to live a good life seems like they're conflicting, but I'm like, there's got to be a way to make it not. And I try my best to have it all incorporated somehow, you know?
Yeah, that's CUNY. CUNY. Yeah, I like this. I like these. Hopefully you guys can find benefit in doing it too. And hopefully you guys get to do this practice. And if you do, please let me know how it went. hit me up in my DMs or leave comments, you know, down below. I want to see how it turned out for you guys. So definitely try it out. Also, shout outs to Dads Who Try. I need to be better at fucking seeing what your name is, but I am going to watch more of your content and I'll try to connect online with you because I fucking love what you're doing and I think you're killing it. Anything you want to add?
Yeah. The Undead Collection is coming out soon from Barbell Brigade. So I know a lot of you guys have been super excited on Instagram when we dropped the deadlift tee and the skeleton squat tee. So look, stay tuned for that. That is dropping very soon along with our best-selling Rebirth hoodies. So I know a lot of times we've been stocking way more this year because one of the biggest comments is like, oh, man, you guys sell it so soon, so fast. We did stock more, but don't wait because these tees are hot. So see you guys at Barbell Brigade and see you guys next time.